Thursday morning, 2020. And I'm one day closer to my home. Every day now, when I get up, that thought goes through my mind. One day closer, Larry. One day closer to my home. The sands of time pass away. And Jesus Christ is coming back someday. And when he comes back, many are not going to be expecting it. Many are not looking forward to that day. But I'm looking, moment by moment, the moments fly, with anticipation, we look toward the sky. And one of these days, he's going to say to us, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was anhungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. And as much as you've done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." Well, Jesus Christ paid the price for all of our sins on Calvary. You know, and though we preach the gospel, we don't have anything to glory of. We're told not to be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. My word shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:7 and Isaiah 55:11. One day closer to our home. We're counting down the days now. You know, I can see him now and I'm ready too. Christ splitting the eastern sky with his arms outstretched and the clouds so blue. Saying, "Welcome home, my child. This reunion is for you." I can see him now and hear him say, "Today I remove all your scars and pain away. There will be no more vicious attacks on your soul. Welcome home, my child. You're now eternally whole." I can see him now with all that love, ushering me into the family above. They'll smile and welcome me with their open arms, and now I can see the beauty of my Savior's charms. I can see him now seated on his throne, announcing to heaven, "Larry's now home." They are worshiping and praising Christ in his holy name, and at that family reunion I hear them proclaim, "All glory and honor we give to the Son, who is the one worthy, his family. He is one. Each of us to God by his death on the cross. The marriage supper of the Lamb came with the greatest cost. I can now see him smiling not only at me, but Christ is delighted with his whole family. With the sacrifice he paid for them on the tree, this family reunion will last for eternity. What a contrast this is to reunions on earth, where pride and sin and sorrow were birthed. I can hear him now saying, Larry, never again, because you are forever with me and my Father in heaven. One day closer to our home this morning. Well, I'm still kind of fighting this cold or whatever it is. So this is not going to be a prolonged devotional this morning, but I want to encourage everyone to remind ourselves that if we're in Christ, we're one day closer to our eternal home. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. God bless.